This is Pastor Emory. When nation after nation can fall to the rule of brutal red communism and no rapture, does that mean the Antichrist rule is already here? We are in Revelation 17. So far we have read and discussed through verse 14, where John is giving his written record of what he saw in vision and how the vision was explained to him by the angel. Some say that this great world-ruling system described in Revelation 17 and 18 is the great Antichrist, and that that rule over the world will come only after Christians are raptured or removed from the earth. I do not agree with that. I believe those things described in the book of Revelation are the history of the last 2,000 years, including events we see happening in the world today. The very simple words of Revelation 17 and 18 make it plain that this world-ruling system is at war with Christians and is responsible for the death of many, so the Christians must be on the earth when Revelation 17 and 18 are fulfilled. In verse 6, Mystery Babylon is said to be drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. As her allied nations are described in verses 10 through 16, we find among other things in verse 14, these, meaning these 10 nations, shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. So these nations make war with or against the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and the Lamb has an army of those who are called and chosen and faithful. Those words, called, chosen, faithful, can only describe Christian believers, so they must be here while this war is going on. Verse 14 of Revelation 17 indicates war, battle, conflict against Jesus Christ and his followers by those nations allied with Mystery Babylon, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And so we find it today. Almost all of the nations of the world work against the best interest of the Christians and the Christian religion. The governments of even the so-called civilized nations have banned God's Word from their educational systems. A definite and effective effort has been made to keep Christians out of their political and government offices, often by the leaders of the churches themselves, who teach their flocks, "Don't get mixed up in politics," or tell them that Christians should stay out of politics because politics is dirty. This teaching by ministers has given the non-Christians control of the governments in formerly Christian nations, and those government powers are then used to suppress the teachings of Jesus Christ. Atheism, humanism, evolution, socialism, collectivism, and Marxist communism is taught in the public schools of Europe and America, but the teachings of Jesus Christ are forbidden by law. Who can but say that this is further proof that the war spoken of in Revelation 17:14 is already underway? Marxist communism and its slaughter of all who profess Christ is now taking over in Indochina and much of the rest of Asia. Mystery Babylon continues her drive for control of a world without Christians, while most of the Christians of America and Western Europe do not even know this war is directed against them and aims for their elimination. The angel then goes on to tell John just what it is he is seeing in this vision of the scarlet woman riding the red beast. And before I read the rest of Revelation 17, I must remind my listeners again, we are not reading of the rise of Mystery Babylon in these chapters to power over the earth, but we are reading of her end, of her destruction. Verse 19 of Revelation 16, which is introductory to this vision recorded in Revelation 17, says, "And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. By the time we come to Revelation 17 in history, Mystery Babylon is already ruling, and the visions of Revelation 17 and Revelation 18 are of her destruction. This is verified in the very first verse of Revelation 17, where John writes, "And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters." Now the reason we read so much of Mystery Babylon's description in the vision of her judgment is that most of the people of the world will not know of or recognize Mystery Babylon until her existence and power over the earth is terminated. In other words, they will not see this wicked system until it is destroyed. Mystery Babylon already exists in the world today as a world-ruling entity which controls the governments of the nations of the earth. But hardly one person in 10,000 even knows there is a world government of the nations today. Only sincere Christians who believe the future of the world has been accurately foretold in God's holy word seem interested in finding out the truth of world events in this age. So the next verses in Revelation 17 and then on in Revelation 18 describe how Mystery Babylon will be destroyed. Revelation 17, verse 15. "And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues." So the whore, Mystery Babylon, rules over people of different races, of different nations, and different languages. Verse 16. "And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire." How about that? The very nations which gave her the power to work her will against the followers of Jesus, and to consolidate her power over all the earth, are the same nations which will turn against her and be instrumental in her destruction. Now some believe and teach, and it seems to make fairly good sense, that those ten nations could be the ten nations of the European common market. I am more inclined to think it means simply the ten nations which have been most instrumental in accepting Mystery Babylon's rule and enforcing it on other nations. And if so, one of those ten could very well be the United States of America. It is true that our wealth and our power and our prestige have been used to build up and save world communism from internal collapse for over half a century. Even Hitler's Germany was well on its way to drive the communists from control of their home base in Moscow and Russia in the 1940s when massive military aid from the United States turned the tide of battle against the Germans on the Eastern Front. U.S. government officials have admitted that the Russian communist government was facing a crisis of survival in 1971 and 72 without enough food supplies to prevent widespread famine and revolt inside Russia. The immediate shipment of tens of thousands of tons of American grain to Russia and Eastern Europe was undertaken with the full cooperation and insistence of those who rule America. The interests of the American people were completely ignored as our own government acted with haste to save communist rule over Russia. Scores of other events where direct American intervention saved the communists from overthrow could be cited. Most of you know of some, but what is this? Well, the visible action of an invisible world government. Who told the U.S. president to strip American granaries of wheat to send it to Russia? Who told the U.S. Congress to authorize payment of the wheat with American taxpayers' money? Actually, God has allowed these 10 nations to help the secret world rulers temporarily, as we read in the next verses. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdoms unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reignest over the kings of the earth. In other words, God is allowing nations, yes, even Christian nations, to assist Mystery Babylon, to let her exalt herself, and then God will use those same nations to bring her low and destroy her. Remember several weeks ago, as we were reading the parallel visions of Daniel, which prophesy the same story of a great world-ruling entity which would hate and make war against the followers of Jesus, we read in Daniel 7 that this Antichrist kingdom would make war with the saints and would prevail against them, verse 21, and then the saints of the Most High God would destroy the world Antichrist power, verse 26, and they, or the saints, shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end, and the kingdom, and the dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. That is in Daniel 7. You should read all of it, but all of the prophets tell the same story of the rise of a great anti-Christian world-ruling entity in the last days, with such an entity to be destroyed by the power and Spirit of God poured out upon his people. And then the kingdoms of this world would become the kingdoms of Jesus Christ upon the earth. What a glorious promise! What a destiny for God's people to play out in the history of the nations and of the earth. No wonder the enemies of Christ want you Christians to believe that you have no part in the battle being waged upon the earth today. We are in the conflict of the ages, in the greatest war of all history. We are certain to win, and yet many shirk to enter into battle with the forces of Antichrist. Revelation chapter 18 then describes the filth and corruption which will be revealed to the inhabitants of the earth as Mystery Babylon is destroyed. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. It is during her judgment, her destruction, that her wickedness and corruption is revealed unto men. Verse 3, For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornications with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And we shall see as we read on that Mystery Babylon is primarily an economic power controlling the world through money and reaping great plunder from the people for the merchants of the earth. The angel of God said that not only was Babylon anti-Christian and full of devils and foul spirits, but that she made the merchants of the earth rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Trade between nations, multinational corporations dealing in the production and raw materials of nations is part of Babylon's system. Men are as slaves, gold as kings. Next week, God willing, we'll go on in Revelation 18 with the call of God to his people to come out of Babylon. But in the minutes remaining this week, I want to call your attention to the difference between what the United States government does to save privately owned merchant ships compared to what it will do to save the lives of people. Think of our supposed inability to save the millions in Cambodia South Vietnam, Afghanistan, or even our own citizens in Iran compared to what President Ford did in 1975 when Cambodian communists seized the merchant vessel Magwasay, a vessel owned by an international corporation. This was shortly after the fall of South Vietnam. Our government had announced it was unable to save even the South Vietnamese who had helped us during the war, and our military vessels were leaving the area. Then, suddenly, a Cambodian naval vessel seized the merchant ship Magwasay and demanded a ransom for it and its 39-member crew. President Ford immediately launched an airstrike inside Cambodia. Army helicopters strafed Cambodian military units, and Navy helicopters dropped poison gas on the Cambodian Navy ship, which was hauling away the 39 crewmen, most of whom were not even U.S. citizens. The Cambodian communists immediately released the merchant vessel, and Ford was lauded as a hero. Suddenly, in 1975, the American citizens had a quick glimpse of the dreadful force which would be used immediately against anyone, communist or not, who would make the mistake of seizing or damaging a privately owned merchant vessel. The left-wing politicians who opposed any sort of military action to save the people of Southeast Asia applauded President Ford's immediate reaction to save the merchant ship. The news media, which opposes U.S. intervention in Latin America, Asia, Afghanistan, or Iran for the people, commended President Ford's warlike action against the communists over this one merchant vessel. How does this fit Mystery Babylon and Revelation 18? If you will read verses 17 through 19, you will see that the merchants of the world who own ships will mourn over the destruction of Mystery Babylon. In verse 19 we read, "They cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness." In other words, the men who own the ships of the world are protected and made rich by this entity called Mystery Babylon. And we saw the strange situation where a president of the United States could hardly save his own men and could not save the lives of people. Suddenly, launched an attack against a foreign country to save a merchant ship. Many Americans have known that the world shipmasters have traded with both sides all during the Vietnam War. British, Dutch, Liberian, American, Australian, Polish, and other freighters of the world carried military supplies to both sides during the so-called war, never being molested by either side. Russian freighters hauling rockets and missiles to North Vietnam were towed through the Panama Canal by American tugs and sent on their way. Japanese and European-owned tankers offloaded gasoline in both Haiphong and Saigon all during the war, never shot at or molested by the military forces of either side. The communist Viet Cong fired thousands of 120-millimeter Russian rockets into Saigon and Da Nang and Cam Ranh Bay during the last 8 years of that war. Not one rocket ever landed on any ship, on any oil tanker, on any dockside warehouse, or on any oil storage depot in Cambodia or South Vietnam. People are turned over to communist rule by the millions, but no one dares lay a hand on a ship or a tanker in any harbor in the world. Who is it who gives the orders which prevent either side from sinking merchant ships hauling the bloody supplies of war? We have the amazing spectacle of the United States doing nothing to force the release of hundreds, possibly thousands, of its own soldiers missing and captured in that war by the communists. But when those same communists take possession of one of these merchant ships, the whole might of the U.S. Navy strikes immediately. Do the secret rulers of the earth, called in the Bible Mystery Babylon, have enough control of both the communists and the so-called free world to the extent that they can prevent the destruction of their ships right in the middle of a so-called war? That merchant ship was operated by Sea Land Transport, the same billion-dollar corporation which supplied Saigon and the U.S. Army in South Vietnam during the war. The communist Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese never destroyed or damaged one of their ships during 10 years of war. But apparently, some young communists in Cambodia did not understand they were allowed to kill people, but not allowed to damage the ships of Mystery Babylon. Until next week when I return, God willing, this is Pastor Emery saying goodbye. God bless you. Read your Bibles and pray for Christian America.